नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 एंड 30 तस्यैवं मेनुरक्तस्य प्रशितस्य प्रशित्रस्य हतेन सह श्रद्धानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्यानुचरस्य च ज्ञानं गुह्यतयम् साक्षाद् भगवतोदितम् अन्यगोचन गमिष्यन्तः कृपया दीनवत्सलाः तस्यैवं मेनुरक्तस्य
प्रश्रितस्य हतेन सह
श्रद्धदानस्य बालस्य
दन्तस्यानुचरस्य च ज्ञानं गुह्यतनं यत्तत्
साक्षाद् भगवतोदितम्
अन्यवोचन गमिष्यन्तः कृपया दीनवत्सलाः
तस्य एवं दस् मे माइन अनुरक्तस्य
अटैच्ड टू देम
प्रशितस्य
ओबीडिएंटली
हत
फ्रीड फ्रॉम
एनसह
सिंस
श्रद्धधानस्य
ऑफ द फेथफुल
बालस्य
ऑफ द बॉय
दान्तस्य
सब्जुगेटेड
अनुचरस्य
strictly following the instructions
and
ज्ञानम्
knowledge गुह्यतमम्
most confidential
what is that
साक्षात्
directly
भगवता उदितम्
Propounded by the Lord Himself. Anavochana.
Give instructions.
Gamishantaha. While departing from.
Kripaya.
By causeless mercy.
Deenavatsalaha.
Those who are very kind to the poor and meek. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the Personality of God, Godhead Himself. Please repeat. I was very much attached.
I was very much attached to those sages.
I was gentle in behavior. And all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses. And I was strictly following them with body and mind. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the Personality of Godhead Himself. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is completely surrendered soul unto the Personality of Godhead. He knows the Personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor and all others as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. A pure Vedantist or a Bhakti Vedanta instructs followers exactly according to the instructions of the Lord Himself. The Personality of Godhead, both in the Bhagavad Gita and all other scriptures, has definitely instructed men to follow the Lord only. The Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. The whole manifested creation is existing by His will. And by His will, when the whole show is finished, He will remain in His eternal abode with all His paraphernalia. Before the creation, He was there in the eternal abode, and after the annihilation, He will continue to remain. He is not, therefore, one of the created beings. He is transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that long, long before the instruction was imparted to Arjuna, the same was instructed to the Sun God, and in course of time, the same instruction, being wrongly handled and being broken, was again instructed to Arjuna because he was his perfect devotee and friend. Therefore, the instruction of the Lord can be understood by the devotees only and no one else. The impersonalist who has no idea of transcendental form of the Lord cannot understand this most confidential message of the Lord. The expression most confidential is significant here because knowledge of devotional service is far, far above knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Jnanam means ordinary knowledge or any branch of knowledge. This knowledge develops up to the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Above this, when it is partially remixed with devotion, such knowledge develops to knowledge of Paramatma or the all-pervading Godhead. This is more confidential. But when such knowledge is turned into pure devotional service and the confidential part of transcendental knowledge is attained, it is called the most confidential knowledge. This most confidential knowledge was imparted by the Lord to Brahma, Arjuna, Uddhava, etc. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तस्यैवं मेनुरक्तस्य प्रष्टितस्य हतेन सह श्रद्धधानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्यानुचरस्य च ज्ञानं गुह्यतयं यत्तत् साक्षात् भगवतो दिदं अन्ववोचन गमिष्यन्तः कृपया दीनवत्सलाः. आई वॉज वेरी मच अटैच टू दोस सेजेस. आई वॉज जेंटल इन बिहेवियर. All my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses and I was strictly following them with body and mind. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas who were very kind to poor-hearted souls instructed me in that most confidential subject which is instructed by the Personality of Godhead Himself. So Narada continues that after he ate the remnants and he started hearing the Krishna Katha, he got attracted to the sages. You know, like we get attracted to our spiritual master and other senior devotees. Of course, I mean, different people have different attractions. Even like for the devotees also, some devotees like some particular sannyasi, some devotees like more than one sannyasi, some devotees like everybody, like, you know, it's a different personal, and that is why in our society there are so many sannyasis, so many gurus, so that, you know, otherwise it would have been difficult, you know, when Prabhupada left, and if there was nobody carrying forward, then that would have been a big problem. Of course, some are propagating that it should be done like that, but now we see that because of so many gurus taking responsibility of so many devotees, it's nicely progressing. In fact, there is a discussion going on within our society that we need many, many more gurus. Especially, you know, when a guru is trying to cover so many devotees and spread all over the universe, that's very difficult. So what happens in that case is mostly it is a Vani Seva, no Vapu Seva, no personal Seva, no personal instructions. And here we see that Narada is telling that he got, through those sages, he got the most confidential knowledge. Because it was given by the Lord Himself. Of course, the representative of the spiritual master can do that also. You know, he empowers them, like Prabhupada empowered his disciples. So they can do that. But the point is that if you really want to get this most confidential knowledge, then you have to come to the level of Bhagavan. You know, we have this, Prabhupada explains in his purport very nicely. The Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. This is very, very important to understand, you know, because people just mix it up, people don't have any idea. They just, you know, the Brahma Jyoti, they just think that that's the highest, you know, they want to merge into it and, you know, so Prabhupada is saying, oh, that's just the beginning. It's like, you know, the light of the train coming. You heard that?
Yeah.
Very nice example. When you see the light, you cannot decide that the train, what's the train and who is inside and what's the fire. So Prabhupada says that when they get a little the impersonalist who has no idea of transcendental form, cannot understand. And then Prabhupada says, the most confidential is very significant, you know. Here he says, Guhyatamam. is a guhya, is confidential. Guhya tamam, uttamam, that means the highest, the most. So he says, these people get some jnanam, some knowledge, some empirical knowledge. But then that knowledge sometimes develops into little devotion. Prabhupada says, mix with knowledge, devotion. You know that, what is that? Karma mishrit bhakti. So that can bring you to the level of Paramatma. The 400 form of Krishna, which is an expansion of Krishna, which is there in our heart. So still, you don't have a, like, you know, we everybody has Krishna sitting in his heart, right, as Paramatma. And people say, oh, God is there. But how many times you establish a relationship with that God who is there? Never. Or hardly sometimes. Some people by little meditation, etc., etc., they can do that. But then, how do you serve? For that you require relationship. And that relationship can be only with the Supreme Person. The moment we talk of relation, we can't have a relationship with some light and, you know, formless something. Otherwise, people would not have kept cats and dogs, you know, they would have just said, you know, okay, something. You know, when it comes to relationship, they go to dogs and cats, but when it comes to relationship with God, they deny the existence of God. They don't want to have it. Very interesting. You know, man loves man, more than that he loves his dog. But when it comes to God, then they say, oh, there's no God.
Yeah.
So, this is why another interesting thing in this particular verse is that Krupaya Dina Vatsalaha. Dina Vatsalaha. Who are very poor and meek. But in what? See, those saints, sages, when you say they are merciful to the poor, they are themselves poor. A sage living in an ashram, he is not a rich guy. He's just a poor, he has enough to, you know, take care of himself, and people give him some donation, things like that. And now he is becoming merciful to the poor. So what kind of mercy is that? So Prabhupada, in his very interestingly in his translation, he says, those who are poor-hearted. So you are poor in your heart, not in your body, you know, like, not financially poor, so to say. Generally, when we have this poor thing, we people think of only finance, you know, money. He has no money means he's poor, right?
Yeah.
But here it's not that poor. And that's why Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is for everybody because most of the people are poor. Poor in what? They don't have the mercy of the Lord. That's where they are poor. Not that they are... Someday, oh no, you should give prasadam only to poor. You know, that has started now in India big way. Poor feeding. But Prabhupada was not in favor of that. Prabhupada says, prasad for everybody.
Mm.
Everybody is poor.
Yeah.
Everybody needs prasadam. So what is this poor thing going on? And especially when somebody called Krishna as a Daridra Narayan, you know. Daridra means again poor. Which has nothing. Daridra means you have absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
See, Narayan. So Prabhupada says, oh no. He's the owner of everything and how can he be Daridra? You know? Then somebody says, oh no, he's Narayan of all the Daridras, all the poor. Prabhupada says, it's not my Narayan, I'm not poor. Is he not Narayan of the richest guy in the world? He's Narayan. Narayan is Narayan. Why you are adding this Daridra? He says, you know, this is... So here, the Dina Vatsala is very interesting. People are so poor. And then that nice quotation by somebody that some people are so poor that they have only money.
They have
only money. That shows that, you know, that to become rich you require something different than money. Money is okay, money is there, but can't buy everything. And I always give this example. You know, I did that one time. All the billionaires of the world, you know, their list was there, and you search in the Google and then get their photos.
Mm.
And I published those photos, you know, and everyone is looking haggard, you know. About you. I mean, nobody has that billionaire effulgence on their face.
Mm.
And the same you then take the photos of some devotees dancing in the kirtan, you know. Or in 24-hour kirtan, that what is it? Adi Dev Prabhu, he goes and takes snaps, you know, beautiful.
Mm.
Everybody in the place. What they have, you know, nothing. You know, they are just sleeping in the tents outside, and some prasadam. They can't even pay the fees there. Sometimes, you know, then they get some special discounts.
Mm.
But when it comes to kirtan, they are so blissful. You can see that. So who's poor?
Yeah.
That's what Prabhupada says, poor-hearted souls, you know. Somebody can take objection to that. Hey, this is not saying poor-hearted, how you are translating like that? But Prabhupada is not bothered about a word-by-word translation, you know. He just...
Yeah.
He wants to give you the real thing. That's why we require the spiritual master.
Mm.
Because this is how he will instruct us. And here, Prabhupada says that Krishna directly instructed to Brahma, Arjuna, and gives the example of Arjuna, Uddhava. So they got the, even in Bhagavad Gita he says, right, in the 9th chapter he starts like that. This knowledge is very confidential, I am giving it to you, because you are my devotee and my friend. So, I don't know, verse after verse, text after text, Krishna gives the same instructions many times. He just goes on emphasizing it. And amazingly, Prabhupada, you know, he's just in his purport. How many times he would have said this, what we read today?
Mm.
You know? But every time it looks fresh because it comes from a pure devotee.
Mm.
It just looks fresh, a fresh instruction. If you really go back, it's the same. What he's talking here is the same.
Mm.
Surrender to Lord only. He didn't quote here Sarva Dharma Parityaja, otherwise immediately he will just write that Sarva Dharma Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Bhajami. Krishna says that. So, because this is all for the dull-headed people of this Kali Yuga, like us, you know, we are so dull-headed that we have to be told again and again and again. And after that also, there is no guarantee that people will follow that instruction. So, okay. I should stop here. Any question, any comment?
Hey, I guess you said about suddenly... There's, you know, sannyasis out there that had to initiate some people within his time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess there's a lot of people out there. But even if like say, I mean, I guess it's hard to say that someone initiate a lot of disciples like your spiritual master does.
Mm-hmm.
Like the by the thousands and thousands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's possible. But definitely.
Yeah, but not everybody. Not everybody. There are so many gurus, how many of them are doing like that, you know?
Yeah.
Either my spiritual master, your spiritual master, they're exceptional.
Yeah.
They have the capacity to take, you know, because it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, we were in Alachua the other day when he had come.
Yeah.
And during the initiation, now imagine, you said he's giving thousands. Every day he was giving, like,
yeah.
When he went to Atlanta, he again gave, like, he gave,
yeah.
So, in Alachua, and the names were there, because earlier he used to give the name himself, now, you know, his, some secretary will be reading from the computer, you know, all the names have been chosen.
Yeah.
And that person told the wrong name, okay? So now, the spiritual master sitting here, he attacked him immediately. So that's not the name I gave. And then again in the search, you know, he says, oh, I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj. So everybody was shocked there, you know, he said, it's a 20 people there, you know, who remembers what name we are giving? Because you are giving every day.
Yeah.
But he knows.
Yeah.
That shows that it's personal. It's not some impersonal, you know, 20 people sitting there, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true. I mean, even in the sense of, even if, like, say, someone gets initiated by the spiritual master and they don't really see him that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I mean, I guess it's nice, but it's not that important. The more important is you get initiated to Parampara and you never see him again.
Yeah, of course.
Like, Prabhupada did that. He,
yeah.
You know, you saw him once and that was that, us.
Right.
So that can happen within this one, too.
That's what was happening.
Yeah.
People ask this question about our Guru Maharaj, that, you know, how come there is that? He said, I don't know. It's all Krishna's arrangement.
Actually, I remember one time, he has a sharp memory, or a sharp mind, he was a spiritual master, because I remember I saw this initiation in Atlanta, and he was initiating some grasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, what I'm for, right, the principles. And he said, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. And he said, no illicit sex. How do you say it? He said, no illicit sex
outside
of marriage. He said it like that. And everyone was like, okay, that makes sense. I mean, then he corrected him. He said, within marriage. He said, oh, yeah, within marriage.
Well,
no one caught it but him. And then I was like, oh,
it's,
wow.
It's too good. In Mayapur, this year, when we were there, you know, with all these ISKCON leaders, all the leaders from the world, you know, there, and then there was question answer. So, of course, Japataka Maharaj had a secretary, you know, because sometimes people could not understand what he said because of his speech. So and that's a very, very good devotee, you know, wonderful devotee who. I mean, I sometimes wonder how he catches and he tells, you know. But he slipped in something, you know. And immediately he jumps on him.
Yeah.
And three times he says, did I say that? I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj. Say it rightly, you know, and then the whole. Everybody laughing because he was so sharp. Because by one word, the whole meaning was changing of what he said, you know.
Yeah.
So he said, no. So everybody was shocked because they thought that, oh, Maharaj is not well, you know, like. But
yeah,
he was
on top of it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Huh? Yeah, he had a fever and all that. That's okay. That's all.
Amazing.
Doesn't stop these people. Radhanath Maharaj, you know, it's fever, throat problem, this problem, that problem, not all that thing. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Bhagavatam ki.